1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Fordyce, Arkansas, south of Little Rock, shots are fired in a market close to where former police officer Ken Vanderswal works.
There's definitely shots fired continuously. And like I said, I could tell it was shotguns and small arms fire.
Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager says 11 people were shot at the Mad Butcher Market. Three have died, and two wounded police officers are expected to recover.
It's tragic. Our hearts are broken. Our prayers, along with Governor Sanders, the entire state of Arkansas, will be with this community and with those affected victims.
The suspect, who was shot by police, is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A California jury finds David DePape guilty of multiple state criminal charges in the hammer attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, in their San Francisco home. CBS's Christopher Cruz says DePape was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison last month.
The jury convicted DePape of all the charges, including threatening a family member of a public official and aggravated kidnapping. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
In the sentencing in the federal case, his lawyers have raised his mental illness and his circumstances, so we don't know how that will play in sentencing.
DePape's attack on Pelosi just days before the 2022 midterm elections was captured on police body camera video. Pelosi's skull was fractured. He'll have plates and screws in his head for the rest of his life. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Supreme Court upholds a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders in domestic violence cases, reversing a ruling by the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
What the court is saying is, this is the type of situation where, sure, maybe we did not have domestic violence restraining orders at our nation's founding, but we understood that you could disarm people who are dangerous. And therefore, there's enough of a historical underpinning that we can uphold this law.
The persistent heat could turn dangerous in the Northeast this weekend. CBS's Willie James Inman is in Washington, D.C., which could see a record 99 degrees on Sunday.
Here in the nation's capital, potentially record-breaking temperatures come during a busy tourist season.
Just trying to squeeze stuff in without, going insane from the heat.
Touring the monuments means being prepared.
Just trying to stay hydrated.
Outdoor workers like those in construction and agriculture face particular dangers from prolonged exposure.
Employers have a responsibility to have a plan to provide water, rest, shade.
That's Douglas Parker, Assistant Secretary for Occupational Safety and Health. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pear Marquette Park is out as the protest area for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. Instead, there are two demonstration areas, one near Pfizer Forum and another near the Baird Center. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle.
I'd like to reassure everyone that the Secret Service and our public safety partners respect every American's First Amendment right to express themselves. The Milwaukee PD and other law enforcement partners are well equipped to manage protests and ensure gatherings remain safe for all individuals involved.
Republicans didn't want the protest zone so close to Pfizer Forum. The Department of Natural Resources is offering $100,000 in grants to rural Wisconsin counties that help recycle unwanted electronics. The funds would go towards building permanent electronics collection sites or hosting collection events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks getting ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA draft is coming up next week. Bucks GM John Horst has the 23rd and 33rd picks overall, which he may flip in a trade deal. The Los Angeles Lakers have hired ESPN's J.J. Redick as their new head coach. The 39-year-old Redick played 15 years in the NBA with six different teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks, but never the Lakers. The only time Redick has ever coached was for his son's youth basketball team. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Padres last night, 7-6. Starting pitcher Bryce Wilson got off to a bad start, giving up four runs in the first. Pat Murphy.
I wasn't super pleased with how he threw the ball, but five runs and 15 outs is not what we're looking for here.
The Brewers debuting another rookie reliever, 23-year-old Bradley Blaylock, in the eighth.
I guess walking out of the bullpen, kind of just glanced up and looked at everyone, took it all in for a second, but then once I started that jog in, I was locked in and ready to go get three outs.
As Brewers pitcher Bradley Blaylock was Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain, a low of 61. Showers and thunderstorms likely on your Saturday. Again, some heavy rainfall possible, highs near 70. Mostly cloudy Saturday night, low of 58. Sunday, slight chance of a shower, 75. 81 Monday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We're fresh off our Cedarburg Strawberry Fest hangovers. You'll want to tune in Monday, Big Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two of this Friday edition of Nightlight. Our question tonight is, what is your favorite movie character name? We've heard some great ones so far. Conrad's was Ferris Bueller, Barton Fink. We've got Furious Styles, Rick Blaine, Atticus Finch, Dr. Michael Afar, Lily von Stupp, Vincent Vega, Spicoli. And on the stream, Stacey Sue says Vito Corleone. She also says Sherlock Holmes, Hannibal Lecter, Ebenezer Scrooge, Forrest Gump. Stacy did her homework. She does not mess around with the question of the night. Still time for you to get in on the fun if you want to. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Okay, so we've added a couple surprise guests to the show tonight, and we're trying to call some attention to local festivals that are happening. And if you have one in your part of the state and you want to reach out, we're happy to talk to you about it and help with the turnout and find out more about where you live and what's going on. I love doing that. My first guest is here to promote a day in Door County that will happen on June 22nd, Sunday, Ellison Bay Park Days. She is the community coordinator, and she joins us now on the stream, Mickey Rash. Mickey, how are you?
Hi, Pete. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Did I say your last name right? Rash?
Yep.
Okay.
That's fine. And the 22nd is Saturday, so it's actually Sunday is the 23rd.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You moved it, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And who knows? We have a lot of different stuff flying around out there right now.
Well, I'm sure you'll pack them in. It sounds like, okay, I got to be honest. I was looking at the website. You've got events. You've got a treasure hunt, a dog show, a car show, this whole festival. It sounds like a week's worth of stuff. You're going to do it all from, is it 11 to 7 on Sunday?
On Sunday, it's from noon to 5.
Oh my
gosh. So originally it would have been on Saturday and would have been longer, but now we had to scale things back with this weather.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sure it'll still be great. Tell us about how did this start? What is the festival in honor of, if anything?
Sure. Well, actually, there was old Ellison Bay Days that was started that in 2017, for a variety of reasons, that festival wasn't able to take place. But prior to that, it had been going on for 50 years.
Okay.
And each community up here basically had a weekend that was their weekend. Like, for example, last weekend was Fearball in Ephraim. So Ellison Bay had this particular weekend was always their annual weekend to have an event. And so now it's just called Ellison Bay Day in the Park. And it used to be a 2-day event. But we're trying to bring back some of the fun, traditional type of stuff that you would find at your small town celebration.
Yeah. I love this kind of stuff. And that's why when I saw it on the Travel Wisconsin calendar, I was like, this is just great. And I love Door County. Can you talk about, you have the River Rambler Band playing? Are they still playing?
Actually, the Cherry Tones are, but the River Rambler Band was not available on Sunday. Again, it's very hard to keep track of the days right now.
They already had made plans to ramble elsewhere. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, that's too bad. But it sounds like since you cut it a little shorter, too, maybe that'll work out okay. You have a lot going on. Let me ask you something about Door County, because I love Door County. And I've been to all the, Ephraim, Fish Creek, Sister Bay, probably Sister Bay more than anywhere. But I love Egg Harbor, too. And I think I told you on the phone, I've been through Ellison Bay a few times, but I've never stayed there. Is there any competition between those? They're all such cute little cities. Is there competition in Door County for business, or is Ellison Bay less populated?
Well, correct. It's less populated. And depending on who you ask, for example, people will want to get back to the old Door County, which is rural and natural resources and all the wonderful stuff we love. And that's what's different about Ellison Bay and what we call the top of the thumb, which is basically your communities, Ellison Bay, Gills Rock, up to the ferry. So we don't actually mind the fact that we're still a little different from the other communities. Certainly, you've seen the growth. There's been tremendous growth in Door County.
Oh, yeah.
But we are still very lucky to be able to protect this area. There's not a lot of development except for residential.
Yeah.
We're right here on 42 and we're on, the Bayside, but most people, as you were saying, will often drive through going to the ferry, but there are a lot more opportunities and reasons to stop in Ellison Bay now.
Okay. And you're okay with that? I mean, it's nice to have a few tourism dollars, if you can still somehow preserve the purity of your town or the area, right?
Right.
And you might not have a choice, really, because people just want to come to Wisconsin, right? I mean, it's everywhere up there is going to grow, it seems like.
It absolutely. And we have definitely grown. And again, we're grateful. It's just we have some infrastructure issues.
Okay.
We have, we don't have capacity for a variety of things. Right now, we're struggling, like all destination communities, everywhere, with being able to meet the demand without certain infrastructure like housing.
Right.
Is a big one.
Okay. Yeah, that would be. Are you a lifelong native, Mickey, of Door County?
No. I moved to live here full time in 2016. My career was in Chicago, and I also have a farm over in Southwest Wisconsin, the Driftless area.
Oh, beautiful.
So I'm not a native to Wisconsin. I'm a Fib.
Same. I'm half and half. I don't know if you feel like me. I've lived I grew up part of my childhood in the city of Chicago. And then I've been here in Wisconsin 20 years, Chicago for 24 years, and then LA for like 15 years. So when I'm here, I'm a Fib. And when I'm in Chicago, I'm a cheesehead. Like, they just love to needle you no matter where you are. It's very frustrating. It's conflicting.
It is, no doubt. I experience a lot of the same.
But we've both settled here, so that's good.
Right.
So go ahead. You were going to say something. I cut you off.
Well, I was just going to say all my friends from Chicago will be up, in July. So obviously I call them the Goon Squad. And they've been coming up for 15 years. There's some OGs, original gangsters, that have been all 15, and some have just been maybe 8 or 7. But that's, again, the kind of the wonderful thing about getting older, I think, is that we actually can say, oh, I've been doing this for 15 or 20 years now, right?
Mickey, thank you for your time. I wish you luck with the event. I have one more question for you. What do you, we talk about movies and TV a lot on this show. What are you binge watching these days? Have you seen any good movies? Can you share something?
I heard you guys talking about Hacks. I mean, who doesn't love Hacks? So that was the latest one, but, I watch a lot of the late night, hosts and, but as far as that's all I can think of right now. Yeah. Streaming wise.
Hacks is a good one. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, with this event and the explosive, you know, it's summertime now and everything is exploding in Door County. I pretty much fall asleep after about the first 10 minutes of anything.
Well, get some rest tonight before your big event. And thank you for joining us here on Nightlight tonight. Best of luck with Park Days.
Thank you for having us, Pete.
You're welcome, Mickey. Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Mickey Rash from the Ellison Bay Park Days. She is the community coordinator and seems to like her life just fine in Ellison Bay the way it is. Conrad, are you a Door County fan?
Yes, I absolutely love Door County.
Where do you like to go?
So I went to Sister Bay last year with a bunch of my friends.
Okay.
And we went, and the year before that, we took a trip to the winery.
Oh yeah.
And we stayed in Sturgeon Bay. So yeah, nice. I've been there a couple times.
You know what's crazy? You can, when my kids were younger, and I do this PBS gig too for this TV show about movies, and I always seem to get something booked that week of spring break, so we can never really go anywhere. So we broke the week up, and we ended up going to Door County in March. Now, the weather's not great, but the deals you can get at some of these hotels in March, like at a couple places in Sister Bay or Egg Harbor, we found like four nights for like $300. And they're apartments. It's not just a hotel room. You get an apartment with like a hot tub and two bedrooms. Like you can really spread out. Like Door County is just such a phenomenal place to visit. And I'm hoping to get over there this summer as well. So thank you to Mickey Rash. And check out Ellison Bay Park Days if you're over in Door County on Sunday. So we got to another text here. And 608. All right. So I said, Dr. Michael Afar in The Man with Two Brains was Steve Martin's character. And the love of his life was named Anne O'Malmahay. Anne O'Malmahay. That's a great one. 608. Thank you. That's 608's favorite movie character name, or at least a funny one. Do we have time? How are we doing on that Roxanne? Do we have time for that Roxanne clip, or should we save that?
We should save it.
All right. Boy, last night we cut it close, didn't we? We kind of miscommunicated there.
It worked out in the end.
It worked out okay.
Yes.
We didn't have our big send-off with the with the music. So our question tonight, still time, folks. What is your favorite movie character name? And we've heard some good ones. 855-752-4842 or text us on the app. That's a great way to get a hold of us. Did you read, I was doing these Hollywood beats, and this one will come out Monday, James Gandolfini. Sounds more and more like his actual gangster character of Tony Soprano. There's a new documentary out. It's called Wise Guy, David Chase and the Sopranos. David Chase created the show, and he sort of catalogs James Gandolfini's behavior throughout the show and what he would do to get into character, and it's crazy. I loved the Sopranos, not as much as some people, but it was very well done. And it hits airwaves later this year on Max, but, you know, he would starve himself for days. He wouldn't sleep. He'd punch his car to get angry and put rocks in his shoes. Crazy method acting. All right, we have a surprise guest number two, ladies and gentlemen, is going to talk to us about a wine fest in Door County coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. It takes to understand the difference between lovers and fakes. So baby,
you're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Battleground. Purple. Swing state. You've heard the terms, but...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
We are back on Nightlight. Great to have you with us on this Friday evening. Sherry from Horicon says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Hello, Sherry. We were wondering where you were. Sherry, our question tonight... What is your favorite movie character name? We've heard some great ones, so feel free to share that. I know you just made it in under the wire. You were probably out with your horses or something, but this is exciting. We have another guest. We're trying to find out more about what's going on in our state. It's summer. It's Wisconsin. It's beautiful, and there is so much going on in the way of festivals, be they town, county fairs, whatever. There's a lot going on. I saw today there was a cheese curd festival. I'm going to ask Terry this, Conrad, but what? How do you like your cheese curds? Deep fried or the squeaky dealio?
It doesn't matter to me. I like them both ways.
Really?
Wow. I love squeaky cheese curds and I love regular cheese curds.
I'm going reg.
With some ranch?
Maybe. If I've had a couple cocktails. Otherwise, I'd probably just... I don't know. The squeaky, we've talked about that before. It's like it's wax, right? Didn't Terry Barr tell us this once?
It's some type of chemical, yeah. I think. I don't know. We'll have to ask her again.
But to you, it's just delicious.
Yes.
Okay, so we have, do we have our guest, Conrad?
Yes, we do.
All right. So we are going to talk a little Door County wine right now. If you're not up for park days in Ellison Bay, there is a wine festival in Door County. And joining us now to discuss it is Louise Hausman. Hi, Louise.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing great tonight. How are you?
I'm good, and I like my cheese curds squeaky.
Squeaky. You're a purist.
I do, yes. Yeah. Yes. And we have cheese makers at our wine fest, and one in particular makes world-famous cheese curds, and that's Rennard's. So if you're coming to Door County, you will pass it on your way up. But anyway, yes, I prefer mine room temperature and squeaky.
Wow.
Which is their brand spanking new.
You've done some research. I'll give you that.
Sadly.
tell us about Door County, the Door County Wine Festival. Where, when, how well, can Door people County, get tickets?
Sure, you bet. The Door County Wine Festival, this is our 15th year, and it's a collaboration between the Door County Wine Trail, which is a group of 10 wineries that we have in Door County. One is in Algoma.
Wow.
And we partner with them to put on this just amazing festival celebrating, you know, the wineries here in Door County. And the wonderful thing about our wineries is that, you know, they're all sort of nestled into all the beautiful landscaping that we have in Door County. And the one thing that's a bit unique is that many of them are producing fruit wines, especially cherry and apple, which we're known for. And some actually have their own, you know, cold hardy vineyards, and they have actual wineries where you can see the production. So what we do is we gather them all together at a particular site. This year it's at About Time Farm, which is in Bailey's Harbor. It's a 150-year-old farm with a beautiful, huge, old barn and several outbuildings. So that's where the wineries will be. So they'll be staged in different areas inside, because we do know that we're going to have a little rain.
Yeah.
We're prepared. We live in Wisconsin. We understand this.
The wine will help.
So they'll be in. Of course. Doesn't it always? Yeah. Yeah. You're right. So anyway, they'll be inside a large barn, or there's another smaller barn. They'll all be in there with their, they're paired with individual cheesemakers, Door County cheesemakers.
Oh, wow.
So that, you know, folks can try a little cheese, try a little wine. And in addition to that, we have 4 food trucks. So there's a little bit of, you know, something else to munch on while they're there.
Wow.
So they're just a wonderful group of wineries work very, very hard. And when we aren't in wine fest mode, there is a wine trail. You can get a map. You can drive around the county, check them out. And there's also, we have a wonderful trolley that does a wine tour here. So you've got a lot of different options, but please do come to the wine fest tomorrow. You'll love it. The setting's gorgeous.
Is this at the DoorCountyWineFest.com? Is that the best place to send people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they can get tickets. But they can also buy tickets if they just come, and they can buy tickets at the door. No problem.
Okay. And I was a little bit confused on your website. It says you can buy tickets. There's VIP, then there's general admission, but it says general admission between April 1 and like what would be tomorrow would be $80.
Tomorrow is day of. You can buy tickets day of.
Day
no
of.
Problem.
Okay. So it changes 100%. Though based on the month.
The prices. Yeah, we don't think if you buy super early, there's a bit of a discount on the ticket.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good okay.
And there's also if you have a designated driver, they pay $15, and then they can, you know, there's lots of soda and water and stuff, so they can still enjoy themselves and, you know, take their friends home, and everybody's safe.
Does designated driver mean you can only drink the wine when you're driving?
I don't think so. At least not in this part of the state. I'm not sure.
I'm not trying to encourage.
I'm 100% sure where you live, and I'm obliged to say that. So, no, sir, you cannot.
Well, I live in a state, as do you, where I've heard people say, "No, I don't want to drink. Just give me a beer." So,
yeah, not at this particular festival.
Okay.
And you will be carded. You know, if you, I will say anybody under 21 is not permitted. So we do ask that, you know, no kids and things like that. And no matter how young you look or whatever, they're going to ask you for an ID, which at this point in my life, I'm happy to give them.
All right. So, hey, listen, I have a fake ID. I'm obviously old enough, but I just didn't like my picture. So I had a fake ID made. Now I look much better.
Oh, very nice. I remember when I had one and used to white out the date and stuff like that, and they still took it.
I don't think the statute of limitations has gone away on that. So I would watch what you say here.
Oh, it hasn't.
We are live.
Well, that was in Ohio, though. So that's, maybe I'm okay.
I think you're okay. People can still get tickets for tomorrow as of right now?
For sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. They can go on the website or, you know, day of is fine too. No problem.
I didn't know that Door County had such a healthy 10 wineries just in Door County. That's crazy. I had no idea.
I know. It's a bit of a secret. They started out, I wouldn't say slowly, but I would say in 2013, 15, there were 6 or 7, and then they've grown.
Boy, that's
so
great.
Yeah, it's lovely. And it, you know, the setting is perfect, of course, for these wineries. So it's a nice way to, you know, stop and get a bite to eat and have some wine, or, you know, check a few out. I used to work for one of the visitor centers, and we have a wine trail map, right?
Yeah.
And so that was one of the most, besides our walking trail map, wine trail map was one of the most popular that our visitors asked for. So
I love it.
It's a lovely way to do it. And we also have live music tomorrow, too, by the way.
Yeah.
We have a live band.
I saw that, too. Well, have a great day out there tomorrow, Louise. And thank you so much for your
time.
And don't be a stranger. Let's talk again.
If you come, identify yourself so I know, and I'll get you in.
Oh, really? Interesting.
For sure.
Okay. I don't think I will, but listen, don't rule me out in the future.
Darn it.
I would love to.
Okay.
One of these times our paths will cross. It'll be fun.
You should.
Okay.
You should really try and come up. It's a super fun time, and it's, you know, it's a great place to visit. So, and I want to thank you for including us, and for, you know, you're very gracious to let people know about our event and about the wine in Door County. We appreciate it.
Outstanding. Have a great night. Thanks so much, Louise.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Check it out tomorrow. What a great event. DoorCountyWineFest.com. When we come back, Our favorite Friday friend, Terry Barr, joins us here on Nightlight with some phenomenal music. This is Pete Schwabba. Thanks for being with me on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. Mass shooting at a grocery store in Fordyce, Arkansas today. State Police Colonel Mike Hager.
We had 11 civilian shots. Three of those are deceased, and we do have some that are critical. We have two law enforcement officers that were shot. Neither of their injuries are considered to be life-threatening.
The gunman who was shot by police is alive and in custody. David DePap, who bludgeoned Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer and was sentenced to 30 years in federal court, has also been convicted of aggravated kidnapping by a California state court that could put him behind bars for life. The Supreme Court has upheld a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders. Christina Jones with the Battered Women's Justice Project says they're breathing a collective sigh of relief.
Having an 8-1 decision is not something that happens that often.
The FDA formally authorizes the sales of the first menthol e-cigarettes, citing their potential to help adult smokers. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than by police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department is out ahead of the curve. It has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. The Milwaukee Alliance Against Racial Political Repression is demanding all footage from a shooting on I-43 on Thursday. After the chase, Milwaukee police opened fire, injuring multiple passengers in the fleeing car and killing an unborn child. The alliance says that the families of the injured have a right to know why the chase ended in a shooting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than by police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department is out ahead of the curve. It has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. The Milwaukee Alliance Against Racial Political Repression is demanding all footage from a shooting on I-43 on Thursday. After the chase, Milwaukee police opened fire, injuring multiple passengers in the fleeing car and killing an unborn child. The alliance says that the families of the injured have a right to know why the chase ended in a shooting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy rain, a low of 61. Showers and thunderstorms likely on your Saturday. Again, some heavy rainfall possible, highs near 70. Mostly cloudy Saturday night, low of 58. Sunday, slight chance of a shower, 75. 81 Monday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR.
Maggie Dawn.
It is day 16 and week 4 of Joe Biden's Top 100. Our theme this week, healthcare. You're not going to want to miss a single episode.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
This will be interesting because it is Dairy Month. Terry Barr is all about Dairy Month. She's been doing these great updates on Civic Media all month. From the 608, Chris from Janesville, we were just talking about if we like cheese curds deep fried or more pure. And he says they squeak because the proteins and calcium in their structure rub against the enamel on your teeth, creating vibrations that make a squeaking sound.
That's right.
And I think Terry Barr told us that before.
She did. We just forgot.
So let's bring our Friday night friend in. Terry Barr joins us now, the host of Max Inc., which you can hear tomorrow night here on Civic Media from 6 p.m. to midnight. Terry, how are you?
Hi.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy, and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders, the skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Raptor fans, welcome in. We are going to have some baseball tonight from historic Witter Field. 8:36 right now. We're about 2 hours after our anticipated first pitch tonight against the Madison Mallards. Some rough weather in the area earlier today brings us here now. We are going to get a game in tonight. The Mallards, it's the first of two on this Friday night from historic Witter Field. Andy Yacum for Raptors Radio on WFHR. You can catch all 72 Raptor ball games this season right here. We'll talk about the doubleheader from yesterday in Wausau. The Raptors taking game one in a big fashion, a 12-run win, 15-3, dropping game two, 6-3. This is the seventh matchup between the Mallards and the Raptors this season and in the last few weeks here. We're going to get the national anthem going. We got our starting lineups. We'll take another break after this, but just want to come on the air and say we are going to have Raptors baseball tonight, and it is going to be right here on WFHR. It's the 17-5 Madison Mallards entering today with a 9-game winning streak. The Raptors snapping another 9-game winning streak yesterday in Wausau to 12:05 first pitch. They're going to look to do the same thing here tonight. Wisconsin Rapids 11-12 and 8.5 out of first place entering this ball game here tonight. The national anthem to be taken care of right now. We'll be back in a couple minutes for first pitch on this Friday night from Witter Field. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Concerned about age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? If you're over 50, then you should be. AMD impacts as many as 1 in 10 Americans over 50, severely impacting your vision and robbing you of your ability to drive, read, and enjoy the vibrant beauty of life. Now, protecting your eyes is easier thanks to New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Specifically formulated to improve eye health, New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements not only protect your eyes, but help improve night vision, as well as helping to relieve eye fatigue caused by digital devices. Only New Nordic uses wild Swedish blueberries because of their superior concentration of color pigments, which are vital to eye function and health. New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements are Scandinavia's number one selling natural eye formula. But now you can find them at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. Enjoy healthy vision with New Nordic's Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Time flies. We blinked and 2024 is halfway over. What's something you've accomplished this year that you're proud of? Maybe you made it out of bed and to work every day. Or maybe you started shedding some old habits that were weighing you down. But even when you're making progress, life can feel like it's moving too fast. We can't slow time down, but we can give you a moment every week to hit pause, set intentions, and reset. Therapy is a guaranteed time to check in on how you're feeling, what you want to do more of, and what you want to change. Otherwise, it's easy to keep going through the motions without getting what you want out of life. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. You can start the sign-up process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Take a moment with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Ethan Breslin out on the mound. It's time for Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball for the 24th time in this 2024 Northwoods League season. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. And after an over two-hour delay, we're ready to rock and roll. The Raptors defensively tonight out in left field is Walker Buchanan, Owen McElpatrick in center, Jorge Degatti in right on the infield, Grayson Schaefer at third, Kyler McIntosh at short, Trotter Boston at second base, Max McGuire at first, Bryson Stripling to do the catching. For Ethan Breslin here tonight. Breslin, the right-hander from East Georgia State College, making his second start and appearance with this Raptors pitching staff this summer. Worked in the 9-0 loss on Saturday here at Witherfield 6 days ago against the Lakeshore Chinooks. 2 2/3 innings pitched. 3 hits allowed, 4 runs for the right-hander. All were earned. He walked 5 and struck out 2 Chinook hitters, facing 16 in the contest. The left-handed hitting second baseman from Tulane, Connor Rasmussen. To begin the ball game for Madison, first pitch from the right-hander, Breslin misses low and away for ball one, and let's get going. Davis Hamilton, the left-handed hitting third baseman in the on-deck circle. The 1-0 misses down in the dirt from Breslin, 2 balls and no strikes. Jake Monroe will hit third at first. Alex Harrell cleaning things up for these Mallards as the designated hitter. Corbin Dickerson out of the University of Louisville will play right and hit fifth. The 2-0. That one misses downstairs. 3 balls, no strikes on the leadoff hitter, Connor Rasmussen. Liam Moreno will hit sixth in left field. Bottom three hitters in Donnie Scott's order here tonight, all from the left side. The catcher, Will Vierling. The center fielder, Justin Best, and the shortstop, Jake Schaffner. The 3-0 from Breslin. That one on the inside corner. It's called a strike. Cree Wallen taking care of the balls and strikes here tonight at Witherfield. 3-1 the count. You look at the Tulane products, a 3.23 hitter through 8 games so far for Rasmussen this summer. 3-1 pitch fouled away down the third baseline. It's now 3-2. Rasmussen, 10 hits in his first 31 at-bats. He's scored 6 times. He's got a double, 5 runs driven in, 5 walks, and 8 strikeouts. 3 hits in the 2 games that he played in against the Raptors back in that June 13th, 14th series a week ago in Madison, in which the Mallards swept Wisconsin Rapids. The 3-2 pitch dribbled on the ground down the first baseline. That'll roll foul out in front of Max McGuire. Picked up a hit in game 2 of the doubleheader, a 4-3 win against Lakeshore last night. The Mallards sweeping the Chinooks in their day-night doubleheader at Warner Park a day ago. Scored twice despite not collecting a hit in game 1 of the doubleheader, in which Madison won 7-3 by drawing 2 walks, plating twice. Another 3-2 here from Breslin, the 8th pitch of the at-bat. Foul tip into the glove of Bryson Stripling. Ethan Breslin battles back down, 3 balls and no strikes to punch out the first batter of this ballgame. Once again, Raptor fans, thank you so much for tuning in. We are in the top of the first. That was the first out of the ballgame just recorded. 6:35, our initial first pitch tonight, but a bit of a delay. Mother Nature earlier today having other plans. A downpour this morning and into the early afternoon, and we saw it as well around 5 o'clock. First pitch to the left-handed hitting third baseman Davis Hamilton misses low and away. A lot of people behind the scenes, whether in the front office, down on the field, the interns, a lot of hard work to get this place ready to go for baseball tonight. 1-0, tapped foul back by Hamilton, count evens the ball and a strike. Hamilton has talked about throughout the previous six broadcasts in which the Mallards and Rafters have squared off, not only this season but in the past few weeks, a third-year Mallard. The 1-1 from Breslin, breaking ball, missing low and away. 1-5 of the Rafters against Madison this season. They played four consecutive times a couple weeks ago. Wednesday through Saturday, two at the Duck Pond, two here at Witter Field. 2-1 pitch driven in the air, right center field. That's going to split McElfatrick and Degatti and roll all the way to the wall in right center field. On his horse, Hamilton, he'll get in his second without a throw. Nobody covering the bag. It's a one-out stand-up double for Davis Hamilton in the top of the first inning. The John A. Logan Community College product out of the three spot today for Madison is Jake Monroe. First three matchups between the two teams this year, two in Madison, one here in Wisconsin Rapids, all going to the Mallards. The lone win for Wisconsin Rapids against Madison this season, Saturday, June 8th here at Witter Field. It was a 10-4 win, known as the Jake Beauchesne game. Jake Beauchesne, two home runs and a couple diving plays in center field as well. That's when Trotter Boston hit his first home run of the campaign, a three-run shot to dead center field. That at the time made it 9-2 Rafters. Both games, though, last week in a two-game set at the state capitol went to the Mallards. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Monroe misses for ball one. It's Harrell on deck to follow Dickerson. Three straight righties with Moreno to follow, making it four. Breslin already dealing with some traffic out on the bases. A one-out double from Davis Hamilton. Looking back at second, the 1-0 from the right-hander. Missing low and away, two balls and no strikes. The Raptor lineup tonight is as follows, the only left-handed bat being Trotter Boston. Owen McElfatrick will lead off in center. Jack Matthew, the two-hitter, and the DH tonight for the Raptors, hitting third in right field, Jorge Degatti. Max McGuire will clean up at first base. Grayson Schaefer in the five spot, playing third. Walker Buchanan rounding out the middle of the order by hitting sixth and playing left field. 2-0 pitch to Monroe. Skies this in the air down the right field line. Degatti giving chase. That will end up beyond the Mallard bullpen. Out of play, two balls and a strike. Now, bottom third of the Raptor order is as follows. Trotter Boston hitting seventh at second base. Kyler McIntosh, the shortstop from Alabama State, will hit eighth. And Bryson Stripling, the catcher from North Georgia, will hit ninth. Champaign, Illinois native Monroe tearing the cover off the ball in his first 17 games with the Mallards this summer. 338 hitter, 23 hits and 68 at-bats. Had a four-hit game at Fond du Lac back on June 16th in a 16-4 Mallard victory. 2-1 pitch, missing low and away in the driver's seat perfectly here is Monroe. Three balls and a strike against the Raptor right-hander Ethan Breslin. Last time he did not have a hit in a game that he played in June 12th at home against the Dock Spiders in a 9-0 victory. Six-game hitting streak for Monroe entering tonight with 3-1. That one right down the chute, a fastball taken for strike two. Hit a home run against Lakeshore in the first of the two games at Warner Park yesterday. Drove in four runs in that contest as well. 3-2-5 on the pitch clock, the next delivery. This one hit on the ground to short. McIntosh will glove. Runner taking off for third. His throw is there, and tag applied by Schaefer in time. Heads-up baseball there from Kyler McIntosh. It is a 6-5 fielder's choice for the second out of the inning. Monroe aboard, and he'll stay there. Alex Harrell now playing in his 13th game with the Mallards this season. Played exactly the same amount of regular season games with the club that he played a season ago. Righty on righty battle here. Breslin set the first pitch to Madison's cleanup hitter. Misses low and away. Picked up a hit in game one of the doubleheader yesterday. Did Harrell. Went hitless in game two. Drove in a run in the opening 7-3 win. Leading off first Monroe. The 1-0 pitch. That one misses in the dirt, kicks away from Bryson Stripling all the way up the first base line. It'll be Max McGuire to retrieve the wild pitch. Taking second in the process is Monroe. That's where he'll stay, a runner out in scoring position with two down for the Mallards here in the top of the first inning. Great to have baseball at Witter Field tonight. Did not want to have a second game postponed this season. Already had one postponed on the road in Mequon. That came back on Monday, June 3rd against Lakeshore Chinooks. Harrell ahead here, two balls, no strikes. Joined the team in the first matchup between the Raptors and the Mallards this season. That came back on June 5th. 3-0 is the count now as that fastball misses outside. In that first four consecutive game stretch, though, Harrell hitless against the Raptors. It combined 0 for 15 in those four games from June 5th to June 8th. Did have a two-hit game against the Raptors the last time these two teams met back on the 14th, the 3-0. That one misses high for ball four. First walk issued by Breslin here in this inning. Harrell aboard, runners on first and second for the Mallards with two down in the top of the first. The Corbin Dickerson, some ACC baseball for the young man, the University of Louisville. Hitting out of the five spot, a chance here with two runners on and two away. The Jeffersonville, Indiana native played 18 games a season ago with the Mallards, 12 so far this year, and is a 3-11 hitter, 14 hits and 45 at-bats. First pitch to Dickerson, a breaking ball from Breslin that's in the zone for a called strike. Madison and their right fielder tonight played in game one yesterday, the doubleheader, after missing a few. Prior to that game one in the doubleheader, the last time Dickerson had played was at Fond du Lac on June 16th. The 0-1 from Breslin, that one catches the outside corner. Another off-speed delivery for the right-hander, doubling up on the breaking ball. He's ahead 0-2. Went 1-for-4 yesterday in game one against Lakeshore, did Dickerson. Being on base at a 4.07 clip thus far in the summer. On second, Monroe, Harrell on first. The 0-2 from Breslin. Breaking ball hit on the ground, left side, drawing McIntosh in the hole. It's in and out of his glove, and it boots away from him. No play to be made. Should be scored as an infield single for Dickerson. The bases are full of Mallards here in this top of the first inning. Liam Moreno hitting out of the sixth spot. It's a chance here with the bags juiced. Actually, we'll go down E6 on Kyler McIntosh. It was in the hole, so it would have been a tough play to make on Dickerson at first, but it hitting the inside of his glove and trickling away definitely didn't do it any favors either. Moreno from St. Cloud State. 20th game of the campaign, taking a first-pitch fastball from Breslin on the outside corner. He's a Sun Prairie, Wisconsin native, is Moreno. He is the Mallard that has now played with the organization in four straight summers. He is a Madison Mallard through and through, no doubt about that with Liam Moreno. The 0-1. That one pulled by Breslin, missing low and away. Count evens, a ball and a strike. Played in both games of the doubleheader yesterday. Came in later into the contest for game one. Started game two. 0-for-2 with a couple punch-outs in the nightcap. For Moreno, he's a .344 hitter through 19 games so far this year. 22 hits, 64 at-bats, a 1-1 fastball on the outer. Third from Breslin is called a strike. The right-hander in his second start with the Raptors looking to get out of this jam. Nothing to score. Would love to keep it that way to get the Raptors back into the dugout for the home half of the first inning. On deck is the catcher, Will Vierling for Madison. Justin Best will follow the 1-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. To the cheddar goes Breslin, and it pays off. The Mallards leave the bases loaded in the top of the first inning. Owen McElfatrick, Jack Matthew, and Jorge Degatti do up in a couple minutes when we return from Winter Field on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. We have what you need to keep your vehicle looking just like new. Give your car the care it needs with Turtle Wax Max Power Car Wash. It provides maximum strength cleaning. The more wash you use, the stronger the cleaning power becomes. Come check out our wide selection of auto care accessories in store or online at Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Owen McElfatrick to step in and begin this bottom of the first inning takes a first pitch strike from Madison right-hander Mason Buss. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. Thanks so much for spending your Friday night here with us from historic Witter Field. It took a couple hours to get the field ready due to the weather in the area to get this ball game underway today, but here we are. 0-1 pitch from Buss swung on and missed. Now nothing at 2 on McElfatrick. Owen hit a grand slam in game one of the doubleheader at Wausau yesterday. Fun to watch, and that 15-3 win, snapping a 9-game winning streak for the Woodchucks, the first time the Raptors beat Wausau this season. The 0-2 from the right-hander, Buss misses up and away. Buss, Pewaukee, Wisconsin native, Kansas State University product, the sophomore now making his fifth appearance with the Mallards this season. 13 innings pitched so far, entering the ballgame, a 2-0 record, allowing just 3 earned runs this season, a 2.08 earned run average. 1-2 pitch, fastball swung on and missed. McElfatrick down to begin this bottom of the first inning. No runs on a hit, no errors for Madison. No runs, no hits, and an error for the Raptors. In that first inning, the top of the first, obviously no runs for the Mallards. They did pick one hit, that being the Davis-Hamilton double. One error for the Raptors coming from the shortstop, Kyler McIntosh. But the bases were left loaded after Ethan Breslin struck out Liam Moreno, looking on a full count to end the frame. Jack Maffey hitting out of the two spot as the DH today, a first pitch breaking ball, called a strike. Mason Buss last worked 5 innings of 2-run ball against Fond du Lac in the 8-6 win at Warner Park on June 15th. 6 days ago, the 0-1 to Maffey. This is low and away. Maffey was hit by a pitch twice in the opener against Wausau yesterday. It was the catcher in Game 1. Later came in as a pinch hitter in Game 2. Maffey, though, hit his second long ball of the season, his return to the lineup against Battle Creek Wednesday night. The 1-1 from Buss, a breaking ball on the inside corner, is called a strike from Cree Wallen behind home plate. Like mentioned, 8-6 win the last time Buss towed the rubber for the Mallards. 5 innings of 2-run ball, allowed 4 hits. Walked 3, did not strike out a Doc Spider hitter of the 19 he faced. He's gone 5 innings twice this season. The 1-2 to Maffey tapped foul. The previous time he went 5 innings before Fond du Lac was in the start before, at home against Wausau in another tight win for the Mallards. 8-7 over the Woodchucks. In those 5 innings, the right-hander allowed 4 hits, 1 run, it was earned, walked 1, and struck out 2, facing 21 Wausau hitters that evening in the state capitol. The 1-2 coming here to Jack Maffey. This one misses high. He's drawn an even count here in his first trip to the plate tonight. 7-8-9 will be due up against Ethan Breslin when we get to the top of the second inning. All left-handed hitters, the catcher Will Vierling, the center fielder Justin Best, and the shortstop Jake Schaffner. Buss out of the windup, nods in agreement with what the signals thrown down from Will Vierling. That fastball misses low and away. Now a full count on Maffey. All 3 earned runs allowed from Buss this season have come in his last 2 appearances. Worked 2 scoreless against Green Bay to begin his campaign on the road on June 2nd, and worked a scoreless inning against the Raptors back at Warner Park on June 5th. Breaking ball inside out swing, pops this one into right field, Corbin Dickerson. Charging in to make the grab for the second out of the inning. 2 up, 2 down for the right-hander Mason Buss. Jorge Degatti will climb in for the Raptors here. Hitting out of the 3 spot and playing right field tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. A .328 hitter for Degatti through 15 games this season. That's what he hit last year in 39 games for the Raptors, leading the team in batting average a summer ago. 3-for-5 in the opener against Wausau yesterday. 1-for-4 with a run scored in the nightcap. First pitch, missing low and away from the right-hander, busts the ball on a strike to begin this battle. Max McGuire on deck, Grayson Schaefer to follow. Out of the windup, Buss looking to complete a 1-2-3 bottom half of the first inning in his fifth outing of the season. Scotty fouls this one back. Count evens a ball and a strike. Fortunately, no fireworks here tonight at Witter Field. Making sense with the weather in the area throughout the day and how late we started off. Still hoping with tomorrow. Weather, once again, not looking great in the forecast, but Hornswoggle's supposed to be here in the highly anticipated wrestling night here in Wisconsin Rapids. You're not going to want to miss it. 1-1-2 to Gotti, a breaking ball from Buss, missing the inner third. Two balls and a strike now. Max McGuire did not start in the second game of the doubleheader yesterday. Some maintenance work for the first baseman. Did come in as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning. 2-1 pitch missing away to Gotti. And the perfect hitter's count here, three balls.